praise the Lord that we are able to worship Him today together.
感謝主，讚美主，我哋今日可以一齊嚟到敬拜佢。
Let's pray.
讓我哋禱告。
Lord God, we thank you for being so gracious to us.
主啊，父神啊，我哋感謝你對我哋嘅恩典。
And that you have brought us here today.
你帶領我哋今日嚟到呢度。
So that we could listen to what you are going to say to us.
我哋可以聽你要對我哋所講嘅話語。
Please bless the speaker.
主啊，求你係祝福嘅講嘅。
As well as the listeners.
同埋聽嘅。
So that we all may benefit from your word.
咁我哋每一個人都係能夠喺你嘅話語裏邊得到好處。
Bless and keep us.
主啊，祝福我哋，就帶領我，保守我哋。
We ask this in the name of Jesus.
我哋嘅奉耶稣基督嘅名就祈求，阿门。
We are going to study the last two chapters of Joshua.
我哋要嚟睇约书亚记最后嗰两章。
We'll particularly focus on chapter 24.
特别咧，我哋去集中喺二十四章嗰度。
Which is the last chapter of the book.
最后嘅一章。
But before doing that,
未讲之前呢,
let us just very briefly review the structure of this book.
我们或者很简单地来看一看这个约书亚记的结构。
And some brothers and sisters were not here listening to the earlier sermons.
或者有些弟兄姊妹呢, 之前没有听过这个的讲道。
I hope this will be helpful to them.
希望呢, 这个可以帮助到他们。
This book is divided into three parts.
这本书呢, 是分为三部分。
The first five chapters,
头嗰五章
tells us how people of Israel and Joshua prepared for the conquer of the land.
就讲到约书亚同以色列人咧，点样去准备嚟到去攻占呢个迦南地。
And then from chapter 6 to chapter 12,
由第六章到第十二章
actually is the conquering of the land.
就系咧系去攻占嗰个地方。
During this process.
在这个过程里面
there were two incidents.
发生了两件事
The first incident,
第一件事
it had to do with the sins of Ahan,
就是讲到亚干的犯罪
which we talked about last week,
就是我们上一个礼拜曾经讲过了
Another incident,
另一个事件
it was related to to their deception by the Gibeons,
就是讲到欺骗人怎样去骗他们
But apart from these two,
咁我哋一下唔会再讲呢度啦。
They kept winning histories.
咁呢个咧就系即系已经系历史。
Victories, I mean.
呢个咧就系呢个嘅，但系咧呢个呢个两件事之后咧就系胜利。
And this is the second part.
咁呢个咧就系第二部分。
Now the last part.
最后一部分。
From chapter 13 to chapter 21.
十三章到二十一章。
We have the division of the land.
我哋就讲到咧系点样分地。
There are two particular issues.
这个呢特别是有两样事要处理的。
Now I would like to point out.
我想特别讲给大家知道。
One is the portion that Joshua himself has got.
这个就是呢第一样呢就是呢约书亚所得到的地方。
Now he was the last one to have his portion of the land.
他就是最后一个人可以分到地。
Now another issue.
另一个呢
it has to do with the place where the Ark of the Covenant was placed.
就是说呢约柜要摆在哪里呢
As we shall see,
我们就看到
these two places are of importance.
这两个地方都是很重要的。
But in chapter 21,
但是在这个21章那里
at the end of the chapter,
到最后在这个21章的尾那里
and we read that there is peace in the land.
就是说呢这个地方就是得到平安。
Okay, let us move on, quickly move on to the start of chapter 23.
好了，我们要看到23章的开头。
Now Joshua is getting old.
约书亚已经年老了。
He was a young man at the Exodus.
在出埃及记的时候呢，他就是一个年轻人。
He became assistant to Moses.
他就是这个摩西的助手。
Now, and then took up the leadership.
跟着呢，他就成为个领袖。
After Moses' death.
在摩西死了之后。
And he was the main military commander.
他也是那个军事的指挥。
In possessing the land.
就去得到嗰个应许之地，
同
埋咧系分呢啲地方。
So we see he was an outstanding leader.
咁我哋可以睇到佢一个系好突出嘅。 嘅領袖。
So he must have retired from public affairs for some time now.
咁讀到呢度嘅時候咧，佢可能咧已經由呢、這個即係公眾嘅事務嗰度咧退咗落嚟。
But he clearly felt that he had to do something again.
但係咧佢會覺得咧自己應該再要做一啲嘢。
He had to do something before he depart from this world.
佢要喺離開呢個世界之前咧要做一啲嘢。
What could he do?
佢可以做得啲乜嘢咧？
The simple thing he could do.
咁第一樣佢可以諗到嘅
is to speak to people.
就係咧，同對啲人講説話。
Now that's exactly what he was going to do.
呢個就係咧佢會做嘅嘢啦。
So the last two chapters contain what he said to people.
咁咧最後嗰呢兩章咧就係記載咗咧佢對啲人講啲乜嘢。
We do not know whether these events take place in the same place.
我哋唔知道咧，即係佢講啲説話嘅時候咧，係咪都喺同一個地方講
？But we do know.
但我哋知道
the events recorded in chapter 24
喺24章所記錄嘅事件嗰度咧。
Now they take place.In a place called Shechem.
这个呢就是他那个地方呢就叫示剑。
Now, why he called the people to the place of Shechem?
为什么他叫人呢去示剑那里呢
?And not the place where he lived.
不是去他自己住的地方呢
?Or the place where the Ark of the Covenant was placed.
那里呢其实就是呢这个约柜所摆的 地方。
Now, this is not a trivial question.
这个问题呢不是一些无灵乱。兩可嘅問題
，and it's not a pure curiosity。
話同埋咧，亦都唔係話咧嚇，係出於好奇心嚟問呢個嘅問題。
Now this place
呢一個嘅地方
was also called by other names。
喺聖經都會有唔同嘅叫法。
But this place was right in the middle of the whole land。
其實咧呢個地方咧就係喺個成個地嘅中間嗰度。
From north to the south
由。由南到北，由北到南。
And Shechem in the middle。
这个咧事件咧就喺中间。
And from west to the east。
由西到东。
And Shechem is in the middle。
事件亦都系喺中间。
So geographically, Shechem is the center of the land。
咁咧地理上嚟讲咧，事件咧就系呢个地嘅中心。
And Shechem is also located in the middle of two mountains。
咁咧事件亦都喺两个山嘅中间。
Two hills。
两个山。
One is called Mount Ebal.
一个咧就系以巴路山。
And the other is called Mount Gerizim.
另一个咧就系基利心山。
One is at the northern side of Shechem.
一个咧就系喺示剑嘅北边。
And the other one is at the southern side of Shechem.
另一个咧就喺示剑嘅南边。
But this place evokes memories of the past.
但呢个地方咧系提醒咗。过去所发生的事。
This is what we would like to emphasize.
这个就是我们所要这个强调的地方。
In the first place,
在第一个地方。
That's the place where God first appeared to Abraham.
第一就是呢上帝就在那里首先向亚伯拉罕了显现。
And that's where Abraham pitched his tent.
咁就亚伯拉罕在那里做了帐幕。
And he built the first altar.
同埋咧，佢起咗第一個嘅祭壇。
And that was under the oak tree。
呢個祭壇咧，就係喺呢個橡樹下嗰度嘅起咗嘅。
We'll go back to the oak tree again and again。
我哋咧跟住咧會翻轉頭再睇呢一棵嘅橡樹。
In the second place。
第二樣。
And remember, Jacob had to flee from his brother。
記唔記得咧嚇？雅各咧要逃走去逃避佢嘅阿哥。
And he fled to the land of Padam Aram.
跟住咧，佢就走咗去呢个巴旦亚兰。
And he had a difficult time with his uncle.
咁佢咧同佢阿叔咧嗰时咧，同佢嘅舅父咧过得唔系几好。
And he had to come back to the land of Canaan.
咁佢咧要翻嚟迦南呢个地方。
So Jacob re-entered Canaan via Shechem.
咁嘅。雅各咧要咧經過事件翻去迦南嗰度。
And from Genesis，
喺創世記嗰度。
And we know，
我哋知道
that at Shechem，
喺記事件嗰個地方。
Jacob ordered his families，
呢個咧雅各叫佢嘅家人。
To get rid of all the idols and false。 false gods.
就要咧将佢中间嘅偶像冚唪拎走晒。
And he buried all these idols under the oak tree.
佢将所有嘅偶像咧就埋咗喺呢棵橡树下底。
So that's a place where the idols and false gods were getting rid of.
呢个就系咧嗰啲清除咗偶像同埋假神嘅地方。
Okay, in the division of the land.
好，咁喺呢分地嘅时候。
Shechem was one of the six refugee cities.
呢个咧事件咧系其中六个屠城之一。
Fourthly,
第四。
Shechem was Ephraim's civil capital.
呢个咧就系幼弗拉底啊，唔系系以法莲支派嗰个嘅首都。
Now Ephraim was the second son of Joseph.
呢个咧以法莲就系咧约瑟嘅第二个仔。
And Shechem was within the territory of Ephraim.
呢个咧事件咧就系喺呢个以法莲地嗰中间。
And also the next thing is that Joseph was buried at Shechem.
另一样咧就系咧约瑟亦都喺事件嗰度撞咗喺嗰度。
And also remember chapter 8.
如果记唔记得咧喺第八章嗰度约书亚记第八章嗰度。
After dealing with Ahan's sin.
咁咧就系话咧过咗咧亚干呢个罪嘅时候，处理咗亚干嘅罪嘅时候。
Now they went to the web tree at the city of Ai.
佢就喺艾城嗰度嘅作战得到胜利。
Now after that victory,
喺呢个打赢咗呢场仗之后
，Now they built an altar.
咁佢咧就起咗一个嘅坛嘅祭坛。
They offered burnt offerings and peace offerings.
同埋咧就喺度献燔祭同埋献平安祭。
And they read the law and they also copied the law.
咁佢咧就再重新再写同再读出呢个嘅律例。
And blessings and cursings were announced.
所有嘅祝福同埋咒诅都喺嗰度宣告出嚟。
Now all these events.
所有呢啲嘅事情。
These four events took place between the two hills.
咁所有嘅呢啲嘅事件都系喺呢两个山中间嚟到发生。
Very near to Shechem.
系好接近呢个事件嘅。
Now this is the importance of Shechem.
呢个咧就系事件嗰个重要性。
Up until now.
直至而家。
But there are two other significant events.
仲有两个好重要嘅事情。
That I would also like to point out.
我亦都想咧话俾大家知道。
That two events happen later.
呢两个事件咧就系呢个就系约瑟记之后嘅。
It was at Shechem that people made Gideon's son their king.
呢个就系喺事件嘅人咧就将立呢个基甸嘅。仔做王。
Later, when the kingdom was divided,
后来咧，当呢、这个以色列国分裂咗之后
，And Jeroboam built Shechem and lived there.
耶罗波安咧再建立呢个事件，就住喺嗰度。
Jeroboam was the one who introduced calf worship.
耶罗波安咧就系嗰个咧系带领佢拜金牛属嗰个人。
One was at Bethel.
一个咧就喺呢个伯特利。
And the other was at Dan.
另一个咧就喺但嗰个地方。
And the place of Bethel was not far from Shechem.
伯特利咧离事件唔系好远。
And of course, in the Old Testament times.
当然喺呢个旧约嘅时代。
Now Jesus on his way from Judah to Galilee.
喺新约时代咧，耶稣由呢、这个由犹大去加利利嘅时候。
Now he stopped.At Shechem,
他也在事件的地方停下
at Jacob's well,
在这个雅各井那里。
Now, this is a very famous meeting that he had.
这个呢就同有一个就发生一个很重要 的事情。
And he had a conversation with the Samaritan woman,
就是呢从这个撒玛利亚妇人那个的见面。
And which was recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 4.
就是呢记录了在这个约翰福音第四章那里。
Okay, let us now move on to today's passage.
让我们翻回来今天我们所要看的那个经文。
This passage has three very neat sections.
这一段的经文呢是有分得很清楚分了三段。
If we read this passage,
如果我们看这些经文的时候
we could feel the beauty of the structure.
我们就看到这个那个结构是多么的美丽。
But it's not the beauty of the structure that we are interested in.
但我哋唔係話睇下啊，佢嗰個呢個文章嘅結構係點樣
？Although it's an interesting issue in itself。
當然咧，佢自己本身亦都係好重要。
But we are going to focus on the contents。
但係咧，我哋會睇佢個內容。
So the three sections of this passage。
喺呢個嘅經文裏邊咧，分做三段。
And verse one。
第 一節
Joseph called the people、
啊、就是約書亞呢就叫那些人來。
And the last verse, verse 28、
啊、在最後那一、節那裡，在28節那裡
Joseph sent people home、
啊、跟著就說約書亞打發了百姓回家。
And in between is a major section、
啊、跟著在中間就是那個主要那個的內容了、
This section can be divided into three parts、
啊、咁咧呢一段咧亦都可以再分三段。
The first part contains Joshua's sermon、
啊。第一段就系约书亚对佢哋讲嘅说话，边个讲道
？The second part consists of a series of dialogue between Joshua and the people、
啊。第二段咧就系咧约书亚同嗰啲民众佢哋嗰个嘅对话。
And this dialogue culminates in the third part、
啊。咁呢啲嘅对话咧，到最后去到最后嗰度嘅时候
，which is a covenant renewal、
啊。第三段咧就系话咧再重新立约。
So part two is the main part.Is the main section of this passage.
啊，咁咧第二部分咧就係呢個呢段經文最重要嘅地方。
Now it's also the most interesting part.
啊，亦都係咧嚇最重要嘅一段。
Okay, let us now talk about the sermon.
啊，讓我哋睇下約書亞嗰個嘅講道。
It provides a historical review of what God had done for them.
啊，呢個就首先咧就係話俾你聽，係回顧翻啲歷史，上帝點樣喺佢哋中間成就嘅事。
It started with the call of Abraham.
啊。開始咧就係話咧，講到咧上帝呼召亞伯拉罕。
And then quickly to Isaac and Jacob。
啊，好快咧就講到咧嚇以撒雅各。
But the central part of the sermon。
啊，但係呢個嘅講到嘅中心點。
Focuses on what God had done for them recently。
啊，就係咧嚇喺。不久之前上帝所做的事。
Now from verse 5 to verse 13,
第五节到第十三节
Joshua revealed the Exodus,
这个呢约书亚讲到呢怎样出埃及
the Red Sea,
过红海
the wilderness,
在旷野那里
the fight with Amorites,
跟亚玛力人争战
the crossing of Jordan,
过约旦河
and the victories in the conquest,
在这个攻占加南地的时候所得到的胜利。
So we see that these are the events
我们看到呢这些就是那些的、所发生的事情
that particular generation was familiar about、
就是这个呢、很多人都大家我们都很熟悉的了。
And lastly of course Joshua emphasized God's grace to them、
到最后也是约书亚再强调呢是上帝的恩典。
Now that was in verse 13、
这个呢就是在第十三节那里。
So given the wonderful grace of God
我们看到这个上帝奇妙的恩典
It is very natural for Joshua to ask people's question、
就很自然呢约书亚就要问百姓
What should you do?、
你们要怎样做、
Now, the answer to this question、
这个答案所给的答案
That is the focus of verse 14 to verse
24 就是在14节到24节那里集中的焦点
So basically it's a Q&A session、
基本上就是一个问答的段落
But it's more than a Q&A session、
但是不是单单是一个问和答
Well as a matter of fact、
也是一个事实
The contents of this session、
这个的内容就是
It is about life or death
就是、生与死的问题、
Joshua initiated the dialogue、
约书亚先开始这个的问答、
Then there were five rounds of talks、
跟着、有讲了五次有五个回合、
Joshua the people、
约书亚跟着就有些百姓的回答约书亚跟着到百姓的回答
So basically, they take turns in speaking to each other.
佢轮流对大家嚟到讲说话。
Now, in the first place,
第一样。
Joshua urges them to do three things.
约书亚咧叫佢哋咧鼓励佢哋系要做三样嘢。
The first one,
第一样
is to fear the Lord.
就系敬畏主。
The second one is to serve the Lord with sincerity and truth.
就系咧服侍神，用呢个嘅真诚同埋呢个嘅真心。
Thirdly,
第三样。
He asked them to get rid of the gods from the river of Euphrates and Egypt.
就是将他们由幼法拉底河区域和由埃及带出来的偶像弄走。
He asked them to make a choice.
他叫他们要做一个选择。
Between the gods and the other side of the river.
就是说呢、在上帝和这个河的对面那里做一个选择。
Or the god of Amorites.
或者亚玛力人那个的神。
But Joshua has made up his own mind.
约 书亚很清楚他自己要怎样做。
He made his own choice clear.
他将他自己的选择很清楚地讲出来。
Whatever they will do,
无论他会怎样
he and his own family will serve the Lord.
他和他的家会侍奉耶和华。
Now Joshua knows the vital principle of leadership.
约书亚很清楚呢作为这个领袖那个的原则是应该要怎样做。
Lead by examples.
就是自己要做这个的榜样。
Now then people affirm their choice.
那些人呢就呢很肯定他们自己那个的选择。
Now they will definitely serve the Lord.
他一定会侍奉耶和华。
Why are they saying this?
为什么呢？
Now they gave one general reason and three specific reasons.
他们给了一个一般的答案，还有跟着他们又给了三个特别的答案。
Now the general reason is that the Lord is our God.
第一就是说呢，这个神就是我主，就是我们的神。
Now, the three specific reasons are,
还有三个特别的理由的原因。
Now, he took us out of the bondage in Egypt.
他就是因为呢，他带我们离开埃及那个为奴之地。
Now, the Lord liberated them.
就是呢，上帝呢已经将他们解放了出来。
Now, the Lord set them free.
上帝呢就将他们来到去得到让他得到自由。
The free from Pharaoh's rule.
就是离开了法老那个的统治。
Free from his oppressions.
离开了他那个的压迫。
So that they can become the people of the Lord.
他们就可以成为呢神的子民。
And then the Lord did miracles for them.
跟着呢就是呢神在为他们 做这个神迹。
And lastly, the Lord has protected them all the way.
到最后呢就是呢神呢是去保护了他们。
So these are the three specific reasons.
这个呢神呢就是要给这个呢就是那三个特别的原因。
So then Joshua challenged them.
跟着呢约书亚呢去挑战他们。
He does so by evoking the attributes of God.
跟着呢就告诉他们上帝那个性质，那个他们自己的本性。
Now he gives them reasons why they're not able to serve the Lord.
他告诉他们，为什么你们不可以侍奉耶和华？
Because the Lord is holy.
第一，因为呢，神是神圣的。
Because the Lord is jealous.
他是这个是妒忌的神。
Because of his attitudes towards sin.
因为呢，他对罪恶，罪的态度。
And because he is a dispenser of blessings and cursing.
因为呢，他又会给出祝福和咒诅。
Nowadays we talk more of God's love.
今天我们很多时候讲到上帝的爱。
And tend to overlook his holiness.
我们呢忽略了他那个的神圣。
But God is both holy and love.
但是呢上帝本身他自己是有慈爱，但亦都佢系呢个神圣嘅。
Now let us recall three instances where his holiness is expressed。
喺度我哋再嚟睇一睇咧吓，三件事吓讲到咧神嗰个嘅神圣。
Now the first case occurs in Genesis 17。
第一就喺呢个嘅创世纪第十七章。
Now when Abraham was 99 years old，
当亚伯兰99岁嘅时候
，the Lord appeared to him，
神咧向佢嚟显现
，the Lord said to him，
对佢话
，now be a walk before me perfectly，
你要咧喺我嘅面前嚟站立。
Now the Lord asked Abraham to be a perfect man。
神咧叫亚伯拉罕喺佢嘅面前作完全人。
And the Lord said, then I will make a covenant with you.
咁咧我就会同你立约。
To make your children numerous.
使你嘅后裔极其繁多。
Okay, the second case is in Leviticus chapter 19.
第二个咧就喺利未记嗰度第十九章。
The Lord asked Moses to speak to the people.
神咧对摩西讲，叫佢咧去讲俾百姓知道。
Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
你哋要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Now the third case is in the book of Nahum.
第三咧就系喺呢个拿鸿书嗰度。
It says.
佢喺度话。
The Lord is a jealous and avenging God.
佢话耶和华是记邪施报嘅神。
The Lord takes vengeance.
耶和华施暴
and he is filled with wrath.
大有愤怒
The Lord takes vengeance on his foes.
佢向佢嘅敌人施暴嘅时候
and maintains his wrath against his enemies.
向佢嘅仇敌败怒
The Lord is slow to anger and great in power.
耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力
The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished.
万不以有罪嘅为无罪
Because of God's holiness.
因为佢嗰个嘅圣洁
Now he has to.Punish his people.
佢要咧惩罚佢嘅人，佢嘅子民。
Now this we know from the history books.
我哋喺个历史书里边，我哋可以睇得到。
Now the northern kingdom was taken by the Assyrians in 723 BC.
呢个咧吓，北国咧喺就喺公元前嘅792年咧，系被呢个亚述嚟攻占。
And the southern kingdom fell to the Babylonians in 596 BC.
咁咧，南國咧就係俾呢個巴比倫喺公元前596年嗰度就消滅。
And they are recorded in Two Kings and Two Chronicles。
就喺咧，其實呢件事件咧，就喺呢個《列王記下》同埋咧呢個《歷代志下》嗰度記述咗。
Now remember the history books were also written by prophets。
記住咧嚇，呢個嘅歷史書咧都係由呢個嘅先知寫低嘅。
And these prophets interpreted the history。
咁佢哋亦都咧去嚟到去注釋呢啲嘅歷史。
Now they wrote history from God's perspective.
佢哋寫歷史係由神嗰個嘅眼光嚟睇。
So those two big events in the national history of Israel.
咁喺以色列國嘅呢兩件重要嘅事上邊。
And there are two big humiliating experience.
呢個咧係對佢哋即係整個國家民族嘅羞辱。
And of course we know that after Jesus' crucifixion.
咁我哋都記得咧嚇喺耶穌被釘十字架之後。
And the capital of Israel, Jerusalem.
呢個嘅以色列嘅首都耶路撒冷。
Fell to the Romans in 70 AD.
就喺主後70年咧，就係俾羅馬人嚟到去攻陷。
Now this is another case in point.
咁咧呢個亦都係咧一個好重要嘅一件事。
Okay, let us move on to God's love.
让我们要看到神那个的爱。
Now, when speaking to the people of Israel,
当呢、这个对这个以色列民讲说话的时候
And the Lord said,
这个就神这样说
The Lord did not set his affection on you,
耶和华专爱你们。
And choose you because not because you are more numerous than other peoples.
拣选你们并非因为你们的人数多于别民。
For you are the fewest of all peoples.
原本你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
But it was because the Lord loved you.
只是因为耶和华爱你们。
And kept the oath he swore to your fathers.
又因要守向你们列祖所起的誓。
Okay, another instance
另一件事件
is expressed in the most well-known verse in the Bible.
就是在这个圣经里面最熟悉的一节
That's John 3:16.
第一约翰福音三章十六节
God so loved the world.
就是上帝爱世人
That he gave his only begotten son.
就是将他独生子赐给他们
So that whoever believes
叫一切信他的
Will have everlasting life.
获得永生。
Now God's love and holiness is perfectly, completely, and eternally combined and demonstrated at Calvary.
咁你吓，上帝嘅圣洁同埋呢个佢嘅爱就系喺呢个加略山上面好明显咁显明出嚟。
In and through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
透过主耶稣基督嚟到显现。
Now, since God of Israel is the only true God,
因为呢以色列的神就是唯一的真神
He requires complete allegiance.
他要求呢我们完全地顺服他
So where there is love, there is jealousy.
当有爱的时候就会有嫉妒
The people in love are jealous.
在爱河里面的人是有嫉妒的
The people don't love, they are not jealous.
冇爱嘅人，佢唔会有嫉妒。
Yeah, we all experience this.
我哋个个都会经过呢、这个，都会有呢个嘅经验。
Husbands and wives are jealous if they love each other.
如果喺嘅夫妻之爱中间嗰度咧，系有呢个嫉妒嘅。
God loves His people.
上帝爱佢嘅子民。
So He cannot tolerate any harshness.
所以佢唔能够容忍一啲咧吓呢个不冷不热。
All a lukewarm attitude.
或者咧嚇嗰啲不冷不熱嘅態度。
So the Lord wants people's commitment.
啊，主要求全然的投入。
Yeah, one cannot serve two masters.
啊，一个人不可以侍奉两个主。
So the people have made up their mind to serve the Lord.
啊，咁佢哋几人咧系要决定去侍奉耶和华。
So at the last, Joshua has secured their confirmation.
啊，做最后咧吓，呢个咧约书亚咧系要嘅得到一啲嘅凭据，要同佢哋做一个有要有凭据。
Now he wants people's commitment to the Lord.
啊，佢哋需要啲人咧吓向神嗰个嘅委身。
Now when we read this part,
啊，当我哋读到呢度嘅时候
，we see that Joshua had a great skill.
啊，咁我哋睇到咧吓，约书亚咧佢系好有技巧。
And he had a great wisdom.
啊，佢都好有智慧。
To conduct the conversation and the dialogue.
啊，去点样嚟到去大家嚟到做呢个嘅对话
？Step by step.
啊，一步一步。
Now he's now asking for evidence from them.
啊，佢哋唔好问佢哋咧吓，你要俾啲证据我睇下。
啊，俗话说风口无凭，以物为证。
啊，咁就话咧吓，空口无凭，以物为证。
So Joshua also demanded two things from them.
啊，约书亚咧要求佢哋有两样嘢。
The first thing is to turn away from foreign gods in them.
啊，就话咧喺佢中间系佢哋要离开咧吓嗰啲其他嘅神。
The secondly is to turn to the Lord.
啊，第二样咧就系转向耶和华。
So Joshua is not asking them to get rid of the physical images and things.
啊，就约书亚咧冇叫佢哋咧吓，要拎走晒嗰啲像啊咁样。
As that was Jacob did with his families.
啊，呢个就系咧雅各向佢嗰个嘅家人咧要佢哋所做嘅。
So verse 24 actually means that they will have to turn to the Lord with their heart, with their mind, and their will.
啊，就系话咧喺二十四节嗰度咧就话咧吓，佢哋要离开佢哋嘅嗰啲其他嘅神，用佢哋嘅心，用佢哋嘅思想，用佢哋意志。
And remember what God said to the people of Israel?
啊，记唔记得咧吓？上帝点样对以色列民讲说话
？Hear, O Israel.
啊，以色列啊，你要听。
The Lord your God is one God.
啊。主你的神是唯一的神。
Serve the Lord with your mind, with your heart, and with your soul.
啊，所以你尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力嚟到去侍奉你的神。
So Joshua is asking for a complete change of mind.
啊，咁约书亚咧系要求佢哋咧完全嘅改变佢哋嘅谂法。
So he is asking for true repentance.
啊，佢啊要求佢哋有咧完全嘅呢个悔改。
This repentance is a connecting line.
啊，呢个嘅悔改咧就系一条线。
This thread is through all the Bible.
啊，呢条线咧系贯穿晒整本嘅圣经。
Now the same.Repentance was preached by John the Baptist.
啊，同一个嘅悔改系由呢、这个施洗约翰嗰度宣告出嚟。
It was preached by Jesus Christ.
啊，亦都咧吓，耶稣亦都系咁样嚟到去宣告。
It was preached by his apostles.
啊，亦都系佢嘅门徒咁样嚟到去宣告。
It ought to be preached by us.
啊，亦都咧，我哋要咁样嚟到去宣告。
So Joshua is asking for a great thing.
啊，所以约书亚咧系。问呢样嘅嘢
，so he's asking the circumcision of their heart。
啊，就系话咧，系佢哋嘅心嗰度要有割礼。
Now we come to the climax of this dialogue。
啊，咁跟住咧就系嚟到咧呢个对话嘅高潮嗰一度。
Now since people have confirmed their allegiance to the Lord，
因为咧啲人咧去话啊，佢哋要去侍奉耶和华。
Joshua is now able to do four things。
啊，咁约书亚咧可以做四样嘢。
Firstly,
第一样
he renewed the covenant with the people.
啊，重新同啲人嚟到立约。
Secondly,
第二样
he establishes statutes and regulations.
啊，呢度咧系订立咗呢啲律例同典章。
And the third thing he did,
第三样
he added these regulations and statutes to the book of the law.
啊，就将呢啲嘅律例典章再加上喺呢个律法书上边。
Lastly, he set up a covenant sign.
第四样咧，佢就系做一个嘅记号。
Now let's talk a little bit about covenants.
啊，用咧系睇一睇呢个嘅立约嘅意思。
Now God deals with humanity through covenants.
啊，神同人嘅嗰个时嗰相处咧，就系用透过立约。
Now in the Garden of Eden,
喺呢个伊甸园嗰度
，He has a covenant with Adam.
啊，佢同呢个亚当嚟到立约。
But Adam broke the covenant.
啊，但系咧亚当咧系废约。
And then the whole humanity came under the curse of sin and death.
就令到人類咧喺呢個嘅罪惡同埋死亡嘅咒詛之下。
As God then found the whole humanity hopeless.
神咧發覺咧嚇啲人係冇希望。
And there was in this great flood.
咁就係呢個嘅洪水。
All the families and everything else was wiped out.
所有的家庭同埋呢個所有嘅嘢都係呢個毀滅咗。
And only one family survived the flood. The flood.
只有一個家庭係呢個係能夠逃離呢個嘅災難。
Was Noah's family.
呢個咧就係挪亞嘅一家。
So after the flood.
咁喺呢個嘅洪水之後。
God established a covenant with Noah and his children.
咁咧，挪亞咧就同佢嘅神咧就同挪亞同埋佢嘅子孫立約。
So this covenant is called Noahic covenant.
呢個咧就係講到呢個挪，呢個就係挪亞嘅約。
And then God called Abraham.
咁跟住咧嚇，神咧就呼召亞伯拉罕。
He cut a covenant with Abraham.
咁咧就係同亞伯拉罕就立咗呢個約。
God promised Abraham the land and the seed.
呢個就係話咧，佢就係要應許俾亞伯拉罕呢個地同埋佢嘅後裔。
Now this covenant was then confirmed with Isaac and Jacob.
咁呢個約咧，到最後咧，就係咧喺透過呢個以撒、雅各嚟到成就。
Now this Abrahamic covenant was finally fulfilled.
这个呢亚伯拉罕的约就是到最后的成就呢
It was fully fulfilled in and through Jesus Christ.
就是透过耶稣基督的成就。
Okay, in between we have the Mosaic covenant.
咁在中间呢就有这个摩西的约。
That's the covenant that God established with the generation at Mount Sinai.
就是呢这个的约就是在这个西乃山那里立的。
Now from that covenant we have the Mosaic law.
咁在这个的约里那里呢我们就得有摩西的律法。
The law of the Old Testament.
这个呢就是旧约的律法。
Also the law of the New Testament.
同埋呢这个新约的律法。
So the covenant that Joshua is renewing.
这个呢是约书亚的约是重新再立出。
This is not a new one.
这个不是一个新的约。
It is a renewal of an old covenant.
其实就是一个旧的约再重新来到去立过。
But that covenant was established with the early generation.
但是这个约呢是从以上一代来立的。
Now it is a new generation.
现在是一个新的一代。
So the same covenant was confirmed before Moses' death.
咁所以就係咧嚇喺摩西死之前嗰個約。
But this time Joshua is renewing the covenant with the next generation.
呢個咧嚇約書亞就再同即係新嘅一代嚟再立呢個約。
This current generation has inherited the land.
呢一個嘅世代佢哋得到呢啲嘅地。
And are now living in the land.
同埋咧佢哋住喺呢一度。
Because Joshua is going to depart soon.
咁因為咧約書亞咧就嚟要離開啦。
He wants to make sure that the current and future generations know the Mosaic covenant.
佢要知道咧，佢清楚咧嚇呢一個嘅呢一代咧，佢哋要明白呢個摩西嘅約。
And every generation has to establish a fresh and personal relationship with God.
这个嘅要同咧吓上帝咧有一个新同埋呢个嘅个人嗰个嘅关系。
We cannot actually rely on what our fathers did.
我哋唔可以咧系靠住我哋嘅父亲做过啲乜嘢。
Now their faith is not our faith.
佢哋嘅信心唔系我哋嘅信心。
Now our faith is not our children's faith.
我哋自己嗰个信心唔系我哋子女嘅信心。
So, what is our relationship with God?
咁所以我哋对上帝嗰个嘅关系系点样咧
？Have we experienced God in any way?
我哋点样嚟到去经历神咧
？If we have experienced Him,
如果我哋经历过佢
，What that experience has to do with our relationship with Him?
咁我哋要同佢嘅关系要系点样咧？
Let us all think about such questions.
让我哋嚟到去思想呢啲嘅问题。
Right, every covenant has a sign.
每一个嘅约都有一个嘅记号。
That's what Joshua is doing here as well.
就系咧，好似约书亚而家做紧嘅嘢。
The Noahic covenant has a rainbow in the sky.
呢个挪亚嘅约咧，就系有呢个嘅喺天空嗰度有呢个彩虹。
This is a sign and testimony.
呢個咧就係嗰個嘅嗰、那個誒嗰、那個嘅記號。
見證啊！And the Abrahamic covenant has a sign and seal of circumcision.
啊，亞伯拉罕嘅約嗰、那個記號咧就係、是、割禮。
And the Mosaic covenant
啊，摩西嘅約
has animal's blood.
就係有動物嘅血。
And the new covenant
呢個新約
it was confirmed and sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
就係咧藉住主耶穌基督嘅血嚟到去成就。
So this covenant being renewed,
咁咧呢個嘅約再重新立約，再重新立再立嘅時候
，and this one is no exception.
嚇，咁咧亦都係咧冇誒，即係都冇例外。
So his renewal is testified and sealed with a big stone.
嚇，就係咧呢個嘅重新立約咧，就係用一嚿誒立咗呢嚿大石嚟到做記號。
The stone was erected under the oak tree.
咁呢個石咧就係喺呢個橡樹之下誒立出嚟嘅。
So we are mentioning the oak tree again here.
嚇，我哋喺度咧再講到呢個嘅橡樹。
It's probably under the same oak tree that Abraham built his first altar.
啊，呢個可能咧就係咧嚇，亞伯拉罕最先起佢嗰個祭壇嘅時候，嗰度嗰棵嘅樹。
It's probably under the same oak tree that Jacob buried the family gods.
啊，呢個就係可能就係同一棵樹，就係咧呢個約瑟咧對唔住係亞各咧就埋咗嗰啲嘅假神。
So this time the sign of the covenant renewal.
咁今次咧嗰、那個嘅呢個嘅記號。
The big stone is also erected under the oak tree.
就係咧以係立石為記喺呢個樹下底。
So people will remember this.
啊，見到石頭啲人就記得啦。
Because it's got a history.
啊，呢、這個咧係有歷史嘅。
So the stone is both a memorial and a testimony.
啊，呢個石頭咧就係、是、一個嘅紀念碑同埋一個嘅見證。
Yeah, remember 人民英雄纪念碑？
啊，记唔记得人民英雄纪念碑啊
？Yeah, that was high in the Tiananmen Square.
啊，就喺天安门广场嗰度，高高咁喺天安门广场嗰度。
There are other monuments and tablets everywhere in the world.
啊，喺世界上好多地方都有好多呢啲咁样嘅纪念碑。
But they all tell us big events.
啊，呢啲都系话俾我哋知咧，呢嘅发生过嘅大事。
Famous people, famous events.
啊。出名嘅人，出名嘅事件。
In the past，
啊，喺過去嘅歷史裏邊。
But they were erected for the future。
啊，但係咧，佢哋係為將來而立嘅。
So future generations when they visit Shechem，
啊，當所以跟住以後嘅世代嘅人嚟到呢個事件嗰度嘅時候
，So they will be reminded of this covenant renewal。
啊，就係再提醒佢哋一下呢個重新再立過嘅約。
And hopefully this will be of some help to them。
啊，希望咧就係咧對佢哋嚟講係有呢個嘅幫助。
Now, having achieved what Joshua wanted,
啊，咁跟住一下成就咗佢約書亞所希望所得到嘅事嘅時候
，He sent people home.
佢咧就叫啲人翻屋企啦。
Now, this ends today's passage.
咁呢個咧就係呢一段經文嗰個嘅結尾。
But before we finish this sermon,
啊，但係咧我哋喺呢篇講到完結之前
，Now let us take notice of the effect of that common renewal.
啊，讓我哋睇下咧喺呢個嘅。这个重新立约之后 所有的结果
It's recorded at the end of this chapter
就是这个在约书亚记的24章的尾那里
Israel served the Lord
这个呢以色列人去侍奉耶和华
Throughout the lifetime of Joshua
就是呢在约书亚作饭在嘅时候，在生嘅时候
，and of the elders who outlived him，
同埋咧所有嘅长老
，and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel，
嗰啲咧都系知道耶和华以色列为以色列人所行嘅事嘅人。
Yeah， but the good days do not last long，
但系可惜好景不常。
Now we are told in the next book，
我哋咧就喺下一卷嘅圣经嗰度
，that the new generations did not know the Lord。
啊，就系咧再生嘅一代唔认识耶和华。
They did not know what the Lord had done for them。
啊，佢哋再唔知道咧吓神喺佢哋身上所做过嘅事。
So they did evil。
啊，佢咧就行呢个做啲邪恶嘅事。
They turned away from the Lord。
佢哋背逆咗神。
So the anger of the Lord was against them.
啊，所以吓神嘅愤怒就向佢哋嗰度 发出来。
The Lord handed them over to the surrounding nations.
神咧就将佢哋咧系交俾周围嘅国家。
So his people, the people of Israel, were oppressed by other nations.
啊，咁咧吓以色列人咧就受其他嘅民族嘅压制。
Now the nation enters another era.
啊，咁咧呢啲吓。整個國家進入另一個時代。
The era of the judges.
啊，就係咧士師嘅時代。
Now it is an era with a peculiar feature.
啊，呢個嘅時代咧係一個係有啲係好特別嘅。
Now this peculiar feature is also recorded in the book of Judges.
啊，咁呢個嘅呢個嘅特質咧，就亦都喺咧士師記嗰度記錄咗落嚟。
Now the last verse of that book.
啊，呢個咧嚇。这本书最后那 几节的话
And it says、
啊、就是说
In those days、
啊、在那些日子
There was no king in Israel、
啊、就是这个在以色列里面是没有王
And every man did what was right in his own eyes、
啊、各人任意而行
There was no king.
啊，因為以色列中沒有王。
And everybody just did what pleases them.
啊，每一個人只係做佢自己中意做嘅嘢。
Now that era lasted for about 400 years.
啊，呢一個嘅年代係經歷咗400年。
Now until Samuel the prophet appeared on the scene.
啊，直至撒母耳這個先知出現。
But we'd better reserve the book of Judges for the future.
啊，我哋嚇士師記，我哋以後先再嚟睇啦。
It is a very interesting book indeed.
啊，呢個係一個好有趣嘅一本書。
Let's pray.
啊，讓我哋禱告。
Lord, in this passage that you are reminding us.
主啊，你喺呢段嘅經文裏邊去提醒我哋。
Our own personal relationship with you.
啊，我哋同你嘅關係。
Please.Purge our hearts.
主啊，洁净我哋嘅心。
Purge all the evil thoughts.
啊，将所有嘅呢个邪恶嘅念头。
All the idols within us.
啊，喺我心里面嘅偶像。
So that we could serve you with in righteousness and joy.
啊，让我哋可以有喜乐同埋即系按着公义嚟到去侍奉你。
Keep us and bless us.
啊，保守我哋，祝福我哋。
For the name of Jesus Christ, your Son.
奉你的儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.